This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us begin, shall we, with a couple of facts from the news the past couple of days, and then a couple of not entirely hypothetical questions. Fact number one, Russia's finance minister said today that his country is going to sue if the West tries to force it into defaulting on its foreign debt. We've talked about this a little bit, right? Russia has been largely shut out of the international finance system. The catch, of course, is that you need the international finance system to be able to pay on your bonds. So that's a challenge. Not hypothetical question number one, then, is who are you going to sue and on what grounds? So there's that. News fact number two is that S&P, the ratings agency, says Russia has now slipped into what is called selective default, a term of art, really, used when a country defaults on a specific payment, but not its entire debt. And that gets us to not hypothetical question number two, which is, who is going to be buying any of that Russian debt now anyway? Marketplace's Lily Jamali gets us going.
Unlike most countries that default on debt, Russia has the money. It's got plenty coming in, given that EU sanctions don't touch its lucrative oil and gas exports, says Chris Miller with the Fletcher School at Tufts.
Russia's budget is balanced, for example. It's got very little government debt, but is unable to repay due to restrictions that foreign governments have put in place.
And that inability to pay can make borrowing money, even from those willing to lend to Russia, a lot more expensive. Miller says as most investors flee,
that creates potentially what some investors see to be a buying opportunity.
What kind of investor might be drawn to Russia right now?
I mean, it's the usual kind of vulture fund style people, that very litigious style investor.
That's Timothy Ash, a sovereign debt strategist at Blue Bay Asset Management in London. He says a strategy those investors might be considering is buying Russian debt now when it's cheap and later seizing Russian assets if necessary.
You know, get them sold off and get the cash raised from those assets to pay bondholders, essentially.
To ensure they get their money's worth. Still, one big reason even the world's most litigious vulture investors might balk is risk to their reputations, says Georgetown Law Professor Anna Gelpern.
I remember a lot of people have already sort of edged out of this space because of sanctions. Of course, that means that the people who stay could get a fabulous reward.
But the risks, including the odds the current default could affect Russia's economy for years, might not be worth it. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.